Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello.
Glad you could make it. Welcome in.
You don't sound like John Grayson.
I'm glad to be here for the Dana part of the Dana and Parks. I have a new primary care physician, and they had a cancellation, and the only time they could get me in was 1 o'clock. And so thank you. I hurried along as best I could, but I wanted to get my flu shot. I got my COVID shot.
Which means tomorrow you're going to be feeling like crap.
Oh, my left arm is like, oh, hello.
Well, but every time I've ever gotten a COVID shot, the next day I feel like I have COVID.
Oh, see, I don't think it affects me like that.
Oh, man, I remember a couple years ago, the Brenningers were having a graduation party for one of their kids, and it was on a Saturday, and I had gotten the COVID shot on a Friday night, or Friday evening at CVS. I went to the party, but I felt like death rolled over.
Okay, so I want to ask you, have you ever lied to your doctor? And I'm not saying that I did, but something funny did happen when I was in there. This is a brand...
Have you ever lied to your doctor? Yes, I'm not saying that I did.
To insurance fraud?
Here comes a confession.
No, not at all. But do you ever kind of feel like, oh God, they're going to judge me? Or, you know, whatever. Like, this is the first time I've been there. So they wanted the full health history in the panel. You know, do you have cancer in your family? Like, all of those things. And I'm sitting there in tandem filling out the, waiver to get the flu shot because I'm trying to get to work. And she goes... And do you smoke? I said, absolutely not. Never.
You've never smoked
in
your life?
Ever. Oh. And she goes, alcohol? And I go, yes. And she goes, oh, it said no here. And I go, oh, yes. And she goes, and then there's that pause like, and.
Sure, of course.
And I said, I go, oh, just like one. And then there's this pause.
Bottle.
And she goes, there's a pause. And she goes, one.
Bottle.
And I go, a night? And she goes, one, what metric? And I go, glass? And she goes, oh, okay, I don't judge. I'm just making sure.
You lied to her.
I do not have a bottle of wine, and I don't.
You
my
have close
God.
To
oh,
it.
Oh, I absolutely do not. I absolutely do not. In fact, we went to a restaurant last night.
You know who lies to their doctors? Active alcoholics.
No. We went to a restaurant last night, and you can ask my daughter this. I had one glass and then a half of one and just left the rest of it on the table when we left.
Alcoholics can't do that.
Because I am getting up so early. I mean, I got up at 6:30 this morning. And so I did say, you know, one-ish per night-ish.
So
and not every
for a
night.
Cup.
No, I thought about it.
You know
like,
how much
oh,
wine is?
That's $16 down the tubes.
How much do you have? One.
But, you know, there's that moment where they're asking you these questions. And I know if for everyone listening, there are things where it's like, okay, like, do I just say everything? Like, you're supposed to. But, like, if you smoke 3 packets a day, do you actually say to your doctor... Yeah, I smoke 3 packs a day.
It's not like they don't already know.
They do know when you're lying, right?
Yes. Didn't I ever tell you the story? I was always very honest with... Well, I wasn't always very honest. In the beginning, I wasn't. But, they would say, do you drink? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, how much? And I said, oh, a couple drinks a night, 3 drinks a night or something. You know, and it was way higher than that.
Yeah.
And every year, I would go into my doctor, Dr. Buss, and... I would always tell him, you know, he's like, Scott, I really think you need to cut back on the, he was looking at my numbers and everything. He's like, you really need to cut back on the drinking. Your liver enzymes are elevated, et cetera, et cetera. And I would always ask him, am I going to live long enough to see my kids graduate college?
Yep.
And every year he's like, yeah, you're going to live that long. And then somebody says on the text line, one what, Dana? Gallon?
No.
But there was one year about 3-4 years ago where my enzymes were elevated as usual. And I said to Dr. Buss, I said, am I going to live long enough to see Maya graduate college?
Yeah.
And he looked over at me and with a deadpan face, he goes, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He goes, if you don't stop, you're not going to live.
Yeah. Well, and they're not in the business of lying to you.
No. I mean, and I'd been going to Dr. Buss for 25 years.
And they've seen it all. They've heard
oh,
it
sure,
all.
Sure
they I was telling Scott this. Well, I texted him this, Sam, before I got here. My blood pressure was elevated when I went in, but I was rushing around like a maniac per usual.
Well, you could have white coat syndrome.
And nah, I don't mind being at the doctor. I mean, I made the appointment. But when the nurse went to take my blood pressure, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be high. It was high. And so at the very end.
It was 150 over 100.
Yeah, at the very end of the appointment, 106. The doctor looked down and she goes, oh, we need to talk about your blood pressure. And I go, no. I go, look, I'm usually low. My blood pressure is usually low, but I was running in here like a maniac. I had had two Diet Cokes. I just took my medicine, like all of the things. So she takes it again, and then I'm like worried, oh, God, if it's elevated again, what am I? I'm going to go in blood pressure jail? Like, I don't even know what happens because I've never been high ever.
Are you not on blood pressure medication?
No.
Oh, see, I am.
No.
Things do change, though, as we
mature.
When I walked out, Daniel.
God, why?
Daniel, when I walked out, it was 120. Normal.
Yeah.
Over like 98. She's
that's not good.
Bottom number's too high. And I'm like, but again, I think if you came and took my blood pressure in an hour when I'm just sitting here doing my job, it's not going to reflect that.
Okay.
Or I'm getting older and I have high blood pressure.
Okay.
News to me.
Well, you know what increases your blood pressure?
Alcohol.
Drinking one per night.
A gallon a night is going to get that elevated.
Not after
every
that
time.
First couple of zips, it doesn't.
Okay.
Down we go.
I'm feeling no pressure.
Susan Smith denied parole today.
Amen.
Susan Smith was denied parole.
Good.
Here's a story from ABC News. Susan Smith, a South Carolina woman who admitted to drowning her two children 30 years ago, almost to the day, was denied parole. The vote was 7-0. After she appeared before the board for the first time on Wednesday, quoting here from Susan Smith, who was crying, may have been crocodile tears, we don't know. I know that what I did was horrible, and I would give anything if I could go back and change it. I love Michael and Alex with all my heart. I wish I could take it back. I really do. I am a Christian, and God is a big part of my life, and I know that He has forgiven me. Her ex-husband, David Smith, also emotional when he testified, this was not a tragic mistake. She purposely meant to end their lives. I've never felt any remorse from her for it. She came pretty close to causing me to end my life because of the grief that she brought upon me.
Now, did she admit in court that she did what she did because she wanted a relationship with another man who didn't want kids?
Yeah, there was another guy she had met who didn't want kids.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it, without getting into the details, because I don't know that my heart can handle it, is...
Clearly not with that blood pressure.
Thank you. The...
Wow!
Manner...
Low blow.
I think the manner of death does matter.
Yeah.
And it really matters in that case specifically, and I'm not going to get into details. You know, it matters.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Absolutely.
So, good.
Burn in hell.
Agreed.
Literally, burn in hell. All right, quick break. Dana Wright, she is back. Blood pressure is down. Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.